Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And I'm, as I said earlier, I'm so excited about being here in St. Louis with the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. Say that three times real fast. They're a bunch of cool folks because they work so hard for small businesses all across the country. And anything I can do to help them, anything I can do to help them support small business owners, I'm always ready to go. And somebody else who feels exactly the same way I do is our good friend and our guest this half hour, Jeffrey Zabar, the author of so many books on home-based business and teleworking, and that since I'm traveling, I don't have all of them in front of me, but I know one of them is Safe at Home, and another one is Teleworking and Telecommuting. That's how well I know about Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be with you, and I'm just a little jealous that I'm not hanging there schmoozing and having the soiree and the get down with the chamber folks.
Hey, we're getting down and getting funky with the chamber.
Get down and get the funky.
Is that the way you say that?
Yeah, exactly. And then we break into a horror and we dance and sing and lift people up on chairs and all that sort of fun stuff.
Folks, who says you can't have fun on the radio? My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check out the blog when you get there. And don't forget to check out all the things that Jeffrey has deposited with us over the years, all the brilliant things that he's said and on the show and all the things that he's written that we have there available. He's in our brain trust. Jeffrey, what's on your mind today? What's going on in the world of small business and home-based business?
Well, it's interesting. One of the stories I'm writing right now for the Sun Sentinel, for whom I do a number of different technology and small business marketing and strategy columns, is, it's funny, I was calling it the rut and looking at how entrepreneurs after they've gotten through the honeymoon period and a few years thereafter, and they had been sort of cooking on all eight cylinders, or if they're doing really good, all 10 cylinders, kind of hit the wall.
Right.
The rut. They lose either that motivation, that get up and go. They've outlived their business plan and have not revisited it lately to see where they should be going if they even have that. And ways to sort of survive the rut. And one thing that we came up with, we have editorial meetings at the Sentinel. I'm a freelancer, so I call in from the confines of my lovely home office. And one thing we were talking about is we realized that it's really not a business issue often, if we're talking about entrepreneurs going through this. It's a personal issue. It's the entrepreneurial issue themselves. It's an experiential thing within that individual where you can have business may be strong, business may be soft, but it's all in your reaction to it and how you perceive it happening and how you strive to take it to the next level. So
one thing, Jeff, that I'd like to point out, I actually think that there are two things that could be happening. I definitely agree with what you just said, but I also think that you should check your position before, if you find yourself hitting that wall or in some kind of a rut or something. I think that you should check your position because it's possible that the marketplace has moved off and left you and you didn't keep up.
Right.
It might be that you're doing what you were doing pretty darn well, but nobody wants that anymore.
Right.
And I think that's one thing you ought to check. But see, the thing is, Jeff, that's one of the easy ones. The hard part is looking at ourselves, isn't it?
Right. It's always harder to be sort of introspective. And that first comment of seeing if the marketplace has left you behind, I used to, as I still do, but I used to speak exclusively on home business and microenterprise that is based from home. And I went to make a presentation to a big company, and I mean, it was a splash of cold water right in the face. They said, "We don't speak to home office. We speak to small business." And one thing that I learned through that, I mean, because I had long focused on home business, but you talk to a home-based business owner, and they don't really see themselves, and increasingly so, now that we've gotten past the mid to late 90s when home-based was all the rage, they're not home-based business owners. They're small business
mm-hmm.
owners. They are just business owners.
They just happen to be. Because, and that's a good thing, isn't it, Jeff, because it's we're not differentiating like we used to. When I was home-based the first time, and I'm talking back in the 70s. I mean, I was home-based way before it was cool. I've been home-based twice before in my career. And in the 70s, you know, I was, nobody had ever heard of anything like that. But and then by the time I did it again in 89, starting in 89 for a couple of years till I moved in downtown, you know, it was still pretty freaky for folks to imagine what you were doing.
Right.
And then as you say, it caught on, and now, thank God, the it's been assimilated into the culture and into the marketplace enough that people don't even care anymore. They don't even think about it, do they?
People don't care on so many levels. They don't care. I mean,
customers,
and that's the thing. Customers, vendors, potential partners. You know, because many of them are doing it themselves. But so, and many of them, in many ways, have felt what you feel. So if you've hit that wall,
you know what? They're also, many of them are jealous. They're envious.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Uh-huh.
From people who, it's often, we've had this conversation before where someone will say, yeah, how you doing? And I'll say, where are you? And I'm up in New York. What's it like up there? Oh, it's cold and rainy. Well, it's cold and rainy down here, even though it might be 72 and clear. I try not to, you know, sort of endanger the relationship by being too grandiose about my
current location. Right, you being in South Florida and all.
Exactly. But you know what? It's one of those things where when you work from home, when you work from a small business, when you work for, you have 100 people beneath you and you run your business, you said it before that, you know, sometimes every 5 to 7 years you hit that wall and you have to reinvent yourself.
Is it like a 7-year itch? You know, they talk about a 7-year itch in marriage. Don't you think there's a 5 to 7 year itch in business?
I think there is, and it's
I actually have found that in my own career.
It's interesting you say that because I did a story for a national magazine about 7 or 8 years ago called The 7-Year Itch because in my interviews I had met 3 or 4 different home business owners who after about 6, 7, 8 years felt that they weren't where they needed to be. And they were retooling themselves mm-hmm. because they weren't happy. And so it becomes that, like you said, that 7-year itch where you're not ready to dump it, but you're not satisfied at where you are.
You know, I actually think that the truth is the 7-year, if you don't do anything for 7 years, you probably waited 2 or 3 years too late.
Right.
I really think that you should be, and of course, as you know, Jeff, a lot of the things that we need to be doing maintenance every month, not even just every year. But in terms of a major shift, a major metamorphosis, you probably need to be thinking about that in say 3 to 4 years.
Right.
And then maybe by the time you get around to getting it done, it's in 5 years, because I think what happens by the time you go more than 5 years. And I'm talking about everybody. I don't care if it's a big company or a little company. You see this all the time. By the time you go 5 years, you've kind of gotten behind the curve. Maybe you might not even be competitive anymore. Quick break, 20 after. We'll be right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. I'm rocking and rolling here in St. Louis with the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives and a bunch of great folks here, a bunch of wild and crazy folks. They can party down. We had some good times last night. We had a great band out of Detroit. What's it called? The Tribe? I've forgotten the name of the Tribe. Something Tribe. I forget. Anyway, it was a great, great band. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's a pretty hard partier too, aren't you, Jeff?
I just get down, get funky with my three little ones, my dog, my family. You know, we just
and your little home based business there.
And my little home based business, just little old me.
What should we do? Oh, before we go any further, we need your website, Jeffrey.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
All sorts of good stuff. All of it free, unencumbered by advertising, but it's all sorts of articles on technology, design, setup, motivation, inspiration. We even have a page called Soho Haiku, where I've gotten into a little home office haiku action on my website. So, you know, give this guy the keys to the website, and he's out of control.
You need to get your haikus RSS'd.
Exactly. Start streaming them out there and subscribed. You know,
that's
the whole
right.
thing.
Somebody's out there saying, what? What kind of language is he talking about?
Exactly.
What do we do when we hit this wall? You know, we're talking about hitting the wall. We're talking about getting in a rut, getting to a place where we can't go. We seem like we're either, you know, here's the weird thing about this wall, Jeffrey. Things might be clicking along. We might have more business than we know what to do with.
Right.
But it could be either that we don't have business, or it could be that we're successful and just things, we're just sort of out of sorts.
Right.
How do we fix this?
Well, one of them, for example, one gent I spoke with is he's very successful, but has hit the wall of growth, and now it's starting to affect him emotionally because he feels he can go no further. So it's exactly that. One of the things that he's going to do is he's going to revisit his marketing. And the reason I found out about him is because I write a marketing column down here in South Florida. He asked me about ad agencies. He's ready to invest the money to go from, you know, web links and exchanges to a full-blown advertising campaign.
Wow.
Over the next year. So he's budgeted six figures.
Right.
It's not a truly small business, but I'm sure the six figures is a lot bit more than he can typically handle. But he's ready to make the investment. So he's revisited his marketing efforts, and he's going to ramp that up. Another opportunity, someone else I spoke to, is going to diversify. You know, they get sort of stuck in one area, and they feel they need to explore new areas to sort of give you that a new sense of energy. And that's another thing that I speak of. Tom Peters has the big project, or the WOW project. I call it the big target. It's when you're writing a book, or you're creating a new website, or you're devising a new product that is not on the market yet. You maybe can't sell it yet, but it gets you wanting to get out of bed on Monday morning and maybe work late on Friday, and it re-energizes your spirit to make you want to go out and do that. And then that just sort of can permeate your entire organization and get you to want to do more like that.
You got to be careful, though, Jeff. Because you don't want that new WOW project to cannibalize and to cause you to lose interest in, or you know, and to neglect the one what brung you.
Well,
you got to dance with the one what brung you. You got commitments out there. You got customers counting on you. Maybe employees. You got you penetrate the market in a certain way, and so that's how people know you. And if you got to be careful. The transition, I think, the maintenance, the you know, getting over the wall, I think is important, but it has to be done strategically, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's strategically is the key word, because before you say, man, I'm feeling blue, or I'm feeling like I've hit a wall, or I'm in a rut, let's try something. No, you got to go back and identify what the problem is. You don't go to the doctor and he prescribes you some drug without giving you an exam to figure out what that drug is for. You got to figure out inside and internally through introspection and a look at your books and whatever the case may be, what's causing me this woe.
And see, that's the reason why I think you should start doing it sooner rather than later.
Right.
Because sooner is smaller increments. I think changes are best done, decisions are best made when you're making small ones rather than big ones.
Right. Well, and that was in your zine recently, where you were talking about those little decisions that you have to make. Stephen Covey speaks of the pebbles in the river, things that'll come up, the decisions that need to be made. Mm-hmm. But you put those boulders in the river that need to be dealt with, but realize that you need the bandwidth, as we say, to handle the smaller things that will come along, and you make those small decisions that will have to happen. But if you wait too long, then you're in crisis mode. And then you're being responsive and reactive as opposed to proactive, and that doesn't help anybody.
One of the things, well said, Jeffrey. One of the things that we've been talking about, though, is this self-analysis, this introspection. It hurts sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't it?
You don't like what you see in the mirror.
Sometimes.
You
know, especially if you ask yourself the hard questions.
Right.
We like ourselves. We like what we see in the mirror if we're living in Pollyanna's world, but when we really focus on what's really going on, it can hurt sometimes.
Well, I think you got to look in the mirror first thing in the morning when you wake up, not after you're dressed up and dolled up to go out. You know what I'm saying? Sort of that metaphor. You got to look at
you don't wake up beautiful like me, Jeff.
Exactly. Yeah, Devana's told me I know what that looks like. Okay, so we're not even going to go there. So, I think we have to be realistic. You know, don't ignore the warts and don't play up the pretty and realize what we got going there and make sure that you're honest with yourself. Because if you're not, then you know, it's all a sham, and who knows when the house of cards could come falling down.
We need your website one more time, Jeff.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And the books are all over the place. Teleworking, telecommuting, Safe at home,
home office, no.
All those books. So many, on and on. Hey, thanks, Jeff. Good job today.
Jim, always great to be with you. And tell the chamber folks, woo-ha!
All right. See you next time.
There you
Quick
go.
Quick break.
Thanks,
right back with Dr. Marcia Firestone. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.